morning, everybody. Welcome to Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And today is Wednesday, the second edition of the week. And of course, being Wednesday, you know, today is Dear Bumi, as usual. Nkoli Obi Ogbolu has the honor, the first of its kind that I've ever done, of being my guest for 2 days. Morning, Nkoli. How are you?
I'm very well, Jimmy.
Yeah, she was my guest yesterday. And of course, I do apologize. Towards the end, the telecoms got in the way. But luckily, she's here today, and she's going to do the album with me. And you can see from the hello, Jimmy, you can see how excited she is. Nkoli and I were in school together. You know what that means? When we were in school together, we played rough and did all kinds of things. I think you should say hello to you. No, I have a special whatever for Queen's College girls, you know.
Oh, yes, sir.
Which house were you in?
1976. Set.
Which house?
House. Obi House.
Obi House.
My son named Obi, and I was in Obi House.
Was that deliberate?
No, I mean, how lucky can you get? But I think that they must have put us there because our names
were... That's you and your sister.
Yes, my sister Obi, yes.
How is your sister?
She's very well.
Nkechi. Mm-hmm. Who is older?
I am. I'm the eldest in my family.
I should apologize because somebody was arguing with me that Nkechi was older.
No.
No, I said Nkechi was older.
I'm firstborn.
You be Ada?
Mm.
Ada Obi of Obi House.
Yes, sir.
We'll also say hello to the Obasa House. Right, today is, as usual, it's fun time. We use this, Nkoli, we do this on Wednesdays to break the week. So we just sit down and relax,
you know.
This job is going to kill one. Between myself and this gentleman here, one of us will soon go if we are not careful. Because it can be very, very depressing. I know he's saying the prayer that, I hope it is Baba that goes and not me. You can, because every time I make any reference to that,
I am not saying that. Praying.
No, we're not praying.
There's a tesuba in his pocket.
We
live long.
Exactly.
There's a tesuba in his pocket. And
we will go only when the Lord says.
We go only when the Lord says.
Yes.
You know. But before we go on, I have a certain request, and I'll be taking this request from members of the public occasionally if you are looking for a loved one that you haven't seen for a very long time, because some of us have friends that we've been, you know, Nkoli, I'm sure that there are one or two people way back then that you hadn't seen that you'd love to see. I've just wished somebody would spring up. Have you seen Agnes Bassi since you left school?
No, but I mean, I see her on social media every once in a while.
But there's some people you don't see on social media. There's mama called Mrs. Fumlayo Akifenwa, also known as Mama Shola. And if anybody knows, you know, how I can get in touch with her, they should please get in touch with me on behalf of Mrs. Fason. Okay? So, and she had children, Folake and Lauton. So if anybody knows how they can get in touch with her, we'll be doing that from time to time. I also have one or two people that I'm looking for, but I don't want to bore you with that, but occasionally I'll be bringing it up. Nkoli, have you seen this before?
No, I haven't.
This is Dear Bumi.
Dear Bumi, yes, I'm conversant, yes, with Bumi Shofola, yes.
You know she's been doing this for...
Donkey years. Veteran.
Whilst we were still in school, she was doing this. And so we're going to, like, review her page. Morning, Auntie Bumi, I'm sure she's listening. She never misses Dear
Bumi. How nice.
So look at the issues we are going to discuss this morning, so you should prepare yourself.
I will.
There's no mercy here.
No mercy.
It reminds you of No Friend, No Foe.
No Foe.
There's, you really like this. There's this Lucy. Lucy says, I don't really need my husband. Isabella says, it's too early for my marriage to crash. Angela says, how do I get through the pain of rejection? And 18 and pregnant, how do I tell my mom? GBK, but you have sons.
I have sons.
Do you miss having a daughter, by the way?
Oh, I do. But, you know, I think that God, in his own wisdom, gave me three boys. Because my mother had four daughters. And you know what that means in Igbo land.
Yes.
Because my mother was always very anxious.
So your father had to go son shopping outside?
please, Jimmy, can we just
leave that matter?
Mm-hmm. You know,
But you will not believe, and I don't know why, you know, people never believe when I say so, that the sex of a child doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, I mean, individual
I'm as free-minded as that. And, and I'm glad for the two daughters. I have a son, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also glad for the two daughters that I have. Rascally as they may be.
Mm-hmm.
Just one
I would have wished for a daughter to resemble me in everything.
Ah,
no, sass.
A daughter must not resemble
brilliance.
You. Your daughter must not resemble you. You cannot. Yes, you're sass, you're brilliant. But a daughter cannot resemble you in everything. Only.
Yeah.
You're talking to Jimmy.
Okay. But you, Sabi.
You are talking to Jimmy.
What skeleton? I don't have any skeletons in my closet.
So?
I don't.
I know where all the bodies are.
Oh, my God. I don't have any skeletons
calm down. You know, one of the best defenses is to talk above your accuser. That's what you just
said. Okay. I'm above.
But I have to be careful because you too, you know where my horses are buried.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it, Jimmy.
Let us go to the album.
Okay, now.
Nkoli, if I want to translate from Yoruba to English.
Mm-hmm.
If I put my hand in your mouth, the things that will come out.
I will open it like a cobra.
No, okay. Don't open it. I have not taken any gin and lime or anything.
That one is for the evening when I get home. I can relax.
What do you relax with? You watch movies?
Yes, of course. I'm an avid movie watcher.
Have you watched the sequel to The King of Boys?
I've not even watched King of Boys.
Oh, really?
No.
I think you should.
I will, because I hear it's quite good.
It's beautiful. I'm surprised.
No, I mean, I'm.
Oh, you don't like Nigerian movies at all?
Well, some of them. But Jimmy, you know, I'm a writer.
Yes.
So
yes.
The time I spend watching a movie is just for me to relax.
Okay.
The turmoil of coming up with ideas and everything.
It still persists today.
It still persists.
Well, you've written some of the best copies that I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Even if I say so.
Yes, thank you.
One of the best copies that I've ever seen.
Thank you very much, Jimmy.
And unfortunately, we don't put a premium on that aspect. We acknowledge it.
Mm.
Agencies probably will pay well and so on and so forth. But we don't seem to have that premium on the arts.
Intellectual property is problematic because
people
try to downplay because they don't want to pay you premium.
Yeah.
That's just what it is.
And there's also the element of jealousy because they can't do it themselves.
Of course.
I can't. Maybe just to write.
Just write this thing, you know.
Okay, so let's look at this. Which one should we look at now? Which one should we go with first? 18, I'm pregnant. How do I tell my mom? Yes, let's start with that. I'm 18 and this is GBK. I'm 18 and a few weeks ago I found out I'm pregnant. I'm an undergraduate and live with my mom and a younger brother. I've been seeing my boyfriend for 3 years and my mom said she'd like me to go on the pill. Wise mom. But the pill I tried didn't suit me, so I came off it after a few months. I was going to try a different type after waiting a month or so, then I discovered I was pregnant. I'm 12 weeks gone and I don't like keeping something like this from my mom. I'm not particularly close to her and this makes telling her harder. I'm afraid of disappointing her. I had a bad past when her dad left to be with another woman. Since I went to the university, we've become a bit closer. I just don't want this pregnancy to put us apart. My mom had me when she was young, but she's made the success of her merchandising business. And she's always warned me. Not to get pregnant. I know I'm too young to be a mother, but I don't believe in abortion, thank God, without a good reason. I'd rather like the idea of being a mother. It's my fault that I fell pregnant and I have to live with that for the rest of my life. The man responsible is only 2 years older. And I was one of a few of his girlfriends. And he told me flatly to get rid of it. I really want to tell my mom, but how do I bring it up? I don't want her to find out from someone else. How do you think she should tell her mom?
I mean, it's a very tricky situation.
Should she write a letter through email or put it in an envelope and put it under the mom's pillow?
I think she should do that because she has already said that she's not close to her mom.
And what do you think will happen if she does walks up to her and says, "Mom, I'd like to tell you something. I'm pregnant." Would it be a case of gasbos?
It may be, but I mean, it has said it. So her mother will now come to terms with it.
Her mother might pounce on her physically.
Well, I really don't know.
Or the mother might faint.
Well, many things can happen. But at the end of the day, the mother will come to the realization.
Well, the first thing is, he didn't even tell us what level of education she has.
Okay.
At 18, most likely, she should be in university.
But you see, it's not like before when 18-year-olds get pregnant and they can't continue with their education. It's not like that anymore. They can continue with their education now.
Mm.
They used to be disadvantaged before. But, Jimmy, you know, with everything that is going on now, you can have your child and still go back to school. But it is important. And that brings me, because she said the mother had her when she was young.
Young,
so
yes.
So the mother also was, I want to surmise that she was unmarried as well.
Yes.
So the same thing is happening
to her. He's repeating itself.
Yes, and it does. We have to be very, very careful. Those things, mistakes that we make, sometimes have a way of coming back to haunt us.
Really?
Yes. That's why English.
I hope my mistakes won't come back to haunt me.
The English that coined those phrases about the apple not being far from the tree and they chip up the old block. It's because of years of studying these things. They manifest in these ways.
Is this a spiritual thing?
Yeah, I want to think it is because you see me. I've tried to, you know, become very, very spiritual about matters, you know, over time. You know, I mean, I'm not a small girl anymore. So over
but
time.
You look small, child.
Yes.
You see, Deo.
Like no man's business.
Actually, toastable.
Oh my goodness! Say it again.
It's enough, man.
So I think that the mother should have been more careful. You know.
Yeah, but the mother. I mean, the mother was even practical because she told her to go on the pill.
Yes.
She didn't just warn her and say, don't do this, but she was practical and said, look.
You see, let me tell you something, Jimmy.
Mm.
As parents, we don't want to be friends with our children at a certain age. We want to be parents to them, guiding them. Her mother telling her to go on the pill. Yes, it looks wise, but I mean, the mother was encouraging her to have sex.
Yes. Which she shouldn't be having.
And not even that. The mother should not be tacitly endorsing sex.
Yes.
She shouldn't. So her mother is culpable in
because
this matter.
Because the pill could fail.
It could, of course. Pill fail. Even the one that they insert.
Mm.
I have heard stories of children being born and holding the tool in their
ear. Well, I just stories through. I heard something like that.
No, it's true because my mother's colleague, that's what happened to her.
The child came and
holding the coil.
Hey! Chineke.
That's so God wants that child to exist.
Mm.
That's what I think. So, but this one now, the moment, you know, it tacitly endorsing sex when you know that at a certain age in your life, your hormones are raging, you know, teenagers, they want to experiment, yes, with sex.
That's what happens.
They want to experiment with 16 year olds, 14 year olds now.
Look at me asking a question as if I've never been a teenager.
Now, you know. Raging, you know, they want to experiment, and in the course of it, because they don't have any guidance, they don't have people telling them what they should do, they get pregnant. Some abort it, and they are lucky to abort it and still go on to have children. But some abort, and they can't have children anymore.
Yeah.
So we need to be guided. I think that parents shy away from giving their children the sex talk. You know, so they should start by telling them the implications. I remember that time, my mother would tell us that, "Don't go near boys, though. If they shake you like this, you will get pregnant." Can you imagine shaking?
And you believed her?
We believed it.
Until what age?
We believed it until the hormones will start to rage. Do you understand?
So the hormones have pushed you to it.
Do I know?
Do you?
Hey, Jimmy, please don't play my record this morning.
I don't play your record. I don't play your record. But, you know, I don't play your record. Zainab is looking at you. She doesn't know that we were in school together.
We were in school together way back 1978.
We know where both our corpses are buried.
Henry Kahn.
Yes. It's enough. Off your mic.
My goodness.
Off your mic.
Let's play the record.
Okay, so she's going to have the baby anyway. The other problem that I see here is that the guy himself is 20 and she's just one of many girlfriends, really. Mm. Even though she says a few, she probably doesn't know how many he's had.
Maybe some others are pregnant as well.
And then he told me flatly to get an abortion. So she has a double dilemma, how to tell the mom, one, and secondly, you know, how to handle the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry for GBK. Okay, we can read Dear Bumi's her response, or else there'll be no need for you to buy the paper.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't usually read her response at times like this. So if you want to find out what her response is, and then of course we'll soon open up our lines and we'll take one or two suggestions from our listeners. Okay? Right. So that takes care of that. Right, let's go through this one now. This is Isabella. And Isabella says that it's too early for my marriage to crash. I will just quickly read what Isabella says, and we'll take a break and we'll come back to discuss it. And she says that my husband and I seem to be drifting apart since we had our son 16 months ago. I know that caring for a child takes up a lot of time. But we don't even seem to talk to each other. There's a lack of affection and we always argue. We both want our marriage to work and we've tried counseling by our pastor, but it doesn't seem to help. My friend thinks I might have a slight postnatal depression, though when I have a good day, I dismiss the idea. I'm tired. Most of the time, my libido has gone and their sex life has gone more or less disappeared. I find it hard to switch off from the demands of being a mom. I know we need more quality time together, but we don't have a house help for now. My husband's quiet when he's at home. He wants to switch off after a hard day's work. I don't know what to do next. This is a very common thing with most couples. But how many more minutes do I have?
Three.
Okay. This thing is automated. I don't want it to cut you off whilst you're talking. So can we take the break now?
Okay.
Yeah, let's take the break now. When we come back, we're going to open up our lines 0700-993-993-993 and also the alternate line for women only, ladies only, 01485-7190.
465.
465. Why do I keep thinking it is 8? I need a new pair of glasses. By the way, where is grandma? There's a grandma that used to call in.
Right.
You know grandma? I hope, where is she? Please, next time she calls, let's note her number so I can call her from time to time.
That would be nice.
That would be nice, yes. Grandma will call him from time to time. So we'll take a short break now. And when we come back, Nkoli and I will discuss Isabella's problem. So don't go away.
Obi is my father's name.
It's your father's name, yes. I'm so used to that. Yeah, so we were talking about Isabella and... what she has narrated here is a problem that most young couples have with very little support. But she said she went to, that she had to go to, they went to church. I'm glad the guy went with her for counseling. I'd have felt a bit more comfortable if she went to a professional for counseling.
Yes.
We sometimes tend to put religion in the mix too early.
Oh.
You agree with me?
Yes, I do.
And even the churches don't help by employing professionals to counsel.
Yes, they go at it in a very sanctimonious way.
Yes. Mm. So what do you recommend to couples? I'm glad the guy went with her because most guys would not, they wouldn't have wanted to go with her.
I think that it depends on the couple and their level of understanding about postnatal depression. You know?
That could be it.
Yes. That's what it is. Just had 16 months. She's still suffering from postnatal blues.
Does it happen to every woman who's just had a baby?
No. But some. It's just a state of their mental health.
But what are the signs?
She doesn't talk much. She doesn't have time for her husband. She doesn't have time for her husband. The husband wants to make love to her. She's not in the mood to do so. You know, those are the signs. Mm. And it should be the other way around. The husband wants to cuddle her, but she doesn't feel the energy, you know. So it's a bit difficult for the man to understand.
It's tough on women, though.
It is, though. It is.
Carrying the pregnancy for nine months.
And then separating the child from the woman. And then she has to feed the baby. She has to get up at all odd hours to feed the baby. And then the man wants to be, you know.
Loved.
Aha. What is the double wallah?
Should I let you into a secret today?
Mm.
Do you know most men can't go through what women go through?
You
can't carry a 9 month pregnancy.
You want to tell me about it? You're not made for it. You're not wired for it.
I can't imagine myself.
But women are wired for it.
A foreign body.
Women are wired for it. So it is something that comes with, you know, being a woman. You've got
to carry
that pregnancy.
Can you imagine a man going through labor?
He'll be screaming and shouting.
No, he'll probably kill himself.
A man
will probably, maybe in the fourth month of the pregnancy, will go and tell them, just take this thing out. Like, I'm not doing it.
And so their own is to put it in.
Men are beginning to experiment.
Their own is to put it in and there for the woman to bring it out.
Let me warn her. No, Bob Risky is in.
It's an in and out tray, so to speak.
this is sad. She didn't say how old they were. And she says we'll ask her, in case she's listening, to seek professional help.
Professional, not church.
Not church or not mosque church. Or whatever. To seek, like you said, this is postnatal. Let's pick one or two calls and hear what our listeners might want to say. Mm-hmm. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes, morning.
Good morning. Let me start with Isabella. I think the husband needs to, because, you know, most times when the
sir, please, we you have to knock off the call. Please, when you do call, try and call from a quiet background, okay? And then don't use speakerphone. Put the phone to your ear so that we can hear you loud and clear. And please don't call from a tiled wall, you know, where the tiled wall, like a bathroom, or a kitchen with the tiles all the way up. You get the kind of sound you get. So let's pick another call. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
My name is Chisomunjoku.
Yes, sir. Please go on.
Okay, I'm talking about the woman that is her postnatal depression.
Yes.
I want to also see that, you know, when a woman has a child, there's that tendency to always have pay attention to the child so much. That the things that she has left over a while, she may not even be interested to get involved with that any longer.
Mm.
And the husband also begins to feel as if the attention now is all on the child and no longer on me. And he
yes.
wants that specific attention. He's not getting it. He also tunes off. I think that's part of what
okay.
the problem is.
Thank you very much. Do you think it will help, for example, it would have helped, maybe when she had the child, if her mom was come to do
Omugwo, yes.
Yeah, that takes a bit of the pressure off her.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get a sense of that here. And that even the husband, when he comes back home, he's quiet.
Mm.
He too is tired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, only God knows, maybe they live in Mowe.
Yes.
And the husband works in a bank.
Mm, in
by
VI.
The time he gets to, yeah, mm. in VI. You know, the pressures of the... But how does one go through this? How do you manage this?
Hmm. I think that what is important is for her to have a support group. Like, the mother comes to do Omugwo, yes.
Yes.
You know. But I've also heard of where the husband's mother and her mother will come at the same time to do the so-called Omugwo. And then they will clash.
They will clash. That is inevitable. So, but why are women like that?
Women are forever jostling for attention and jostling for all kinds of things.
Why are you women like
they
that?
They are wired like that.
What kind of wiring?
I'm telling you.
I like to look with the wire.
unless...
You never have you had their problem with fathers-in-laws. It's always with the mothers-in-law.
Unless women are savvy. I am telling you, you know, been there, done that, that they understand. So what happens is that we should have separatist, programs. The woman's mother comes from Ugo for 3 months, and then the boy's mother comes after that. So that there's no room for clashing, really.
But the truth again is that if the boy's mother comes, there's sometimes clashes with the
daughter-in-law.
Yes.
Women are wired like that.
Why are women like that?
What is it?
Is it in your DNA? Is it in the food you eat? What exactly makes it?
I think to a great extent, it is some insecurity issues.
You think some women are...
Oh, of course. They're insecure. The woman comes, this is her son's house, you know, she wants to, the daughter is, daughter-in-law is the wife of the son, but she too is the
mother of the
boy. If she didn't have the boy, will you see him to marry? All kinds of notions, you know. So it's always like that. It's always like that. And there's no cause for it. You see, if you make up your mind that you want to be good friends with your daughter-in-law, you will see that your life will be so
sweet. You will soon start having
three daughters. I'm looking forward to it with bated breath.
Really?
Oh my goodness! Because they will enjoy me. Seriously.
You reckon?
I don't have issues.
But you'd have gotten a whiff of. I mean, you have three boys in their 30s.
Yes.
So you have gotten a whiff of their partners and so on.
Of course, and they all like me. Seriously.
Well, they can't but show that they like you. You don't know what goes on behind your back.
But you
know you are tough.
Hey.
Nobody should be deceived by this disposition. You're a tough cookie.
Yes, sir, I am.
You have changed.
Do leopards change their spots?
They don't. So you're a tough cookie. So if any of those three ladies is listening, Nkoli is tough. Nkoli is tough. Tough as nails.
Oh my God.
Let me take one more call, preferably from the what we call the female line. Hello? We have a dedicated line for women.
I know.
Hello?
Yeah. Good morning.
This is a man.
Yes, he's a man. Yes,
I've dropped it.
I know you couldn't. Did he call the female line?
Yes.
No, we don't want to talk to her.
No.
That's cheating. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Who is speaking, ma?
My name is Semiat.
Sorry, ma.
Semiat.
Semiat. Good.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So what I want to say is, when people bring up these issues of women neglecting their husband when they give birth, I feel like they make it about the men and not about the women themselves. Sometimes we need to be taken care of. It is not about men. We just finish giving birth. We cannot even go to toilet in peace. And then one man wants attention from us and we still have to take care of the baby. How about we just flip the script and then we pay attention to the woman and the baby. Care for her, pay attention to her, give her attention, and then maybe when she comes around, she'll be like, oh, my good husband, I don't have to neglect this person. But most of the men, they don't pay attention to their wives. They feel like it's their duty to get pregnant and give birth. So when they bring out the baby, they should pay attention to me and all like that. I think it's selfishness on the part of the men.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, Samia. Do you think she's right?
I think that is lack of understanding, you know.
Somehow, I must admit that I think she's right.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
Lack of understanding on the part of the men that you want a conjugal relationship so soon after the woman has given birth. You want attention. It's not so easy. She has to heal. If she has had an episiotomy, you know, you want to go there when she's still hurting.
Yeah, but I mean, all those things, I understand. I understand.
The man should encourage her, be there for her. I mean, when they said that they love each other, translate this love now.
See, let me tell you, I said from the onset that you most people don't understand. Like they say, men don't understand women, women don't understand men.
Yes, so
there are some men that can't carry a baby that is less than 3 months.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There are some men that can't see a baby cry.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you're so right.
I mean, there are some men, for example, how many men are around when a baby boy is being circumcised? Oh, my meh, honey. My meh.
I'm telling you.
I can't.
Uh-huh.
You know,
but the women stand there, do all those things.
The women stand there. So, yeah, but I think that couples should, they should have, I find sometimes in a lot of couples is that they don't communicate.
Mm-hmm.
They could talk about the league, they could talk about this, they shy away from talking about the realities, mm-hmm. the reality of their coming together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For example, how many couples in Nigeria have a joint account?
Hmm.
And it's becoming more and more necessary. Okay?
It is a trust issue.
Yes. The days when you expect the man to bring home all the gravy is impossible, except in certain cases. How many young couples have actually sat at a table with the paper and biro to say that, okay, we're going to live in Surulere.
Mm.
It's going to cost us so and so.
Mm-hmm.
What is your salary? And I'll tell you what mine is. Most people shy away from all those things. And it's going to come back to haunt you. Because the thing would also apply, for example, the woman would have told, should have told the guy that, look, by the time I have a baby, this thing is likely to happen. How do we go about around it? So I'd encourage people to talk more and seek professional help.
It's important.
It's not a church matter. It's not a prayer matter.
It's not even family matter.
It's not even family matter.
Mm.
It's not something for you to go and daddy and because mommy family meeting.
In families, we have all kinds of interests.
These days, my prescription is if you can't have, like who was it? Somebody told me this in the 80s. I think I know who it was. It was a Queen's College little girl, but I won't mention her name. And she said way back then, for me to remember now, she said that if you can't do business with a woman, don't marry her.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't do business together,
yes.
Yes, because couples now have to be tight. You know, you have to have these discussions to understand each other better. In case Isabella's husband is listening, we don't know whether he's listening or not, but he is the buck, you know, lies
on his head.
On his head.
Mm-hmm.
On his head.
After all, he's the head of the home.
Can I read what dear Bumi says here?
Mm-hmm.
Let me make an exception because we need many years of experience in this matter.
Mm-hmm.
You better listen now. Listen well now.
Oh, says, my God.
You want to make a phone call to tell...
Oh, Jimmy, I'm listening.
All right. Sorry. Auntie Bumi says that it's obvious that you and your husband miss your former relationship as a couple and encumbered by parenthood. The carefree days seem to have disappeared. Okay? A woman more easily accepts her role as a new mom. The demands of a baby leave her little choice. Your husband is like many men in feeling disgruntled by the changes in his marriage that having a baby brings. Of course, you feel tired and your interest in all the other things would have weakened. Coping with the needs of a small child uses up all your energy. You will certainly feel distressed sometimes. Being a new mother is an emotional and all-consuming experience. But rest assured that in time, your love and marriage will survive your becoming parents and be enriched by this life-changing experience.
Mm-hmm.
Increasingly, involve your husband in caring for his son, giving the child, and making decisions about his welfare. He needs to realize that he can be very useful as a father. You'll both discover more energy and enthusiasm as they adjust to family life.
It's true.
Because again, some women are possessive, quote unquote, possessive about the child.
The child, yes.
They forget that the man is
sidelining the man.
One more minute, you know. And things like that. And men can be unduly sensitive.
No, the man should be sensitive about being eclipsed from his child.
But some find it difficult to. I don't want to use the word assert the authority like some King Kong. No, but for you to be able to say, woman, this son is also mine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So because he says the guy goes quiet.
Mm.
You know, most of the time, I think he's just overwhelmed by the situation.
Yes.
He sees himself as outside the...
Yes.
Especially if it now turns out she didn't say that the lady's mother is with her.
With her. Mm-hmm.
That can compound the problem.
I'm telling you. Is it not his son? Please, don't allow him to. You know, all kinds of things underground. Mm.
But you have given us public notice that your three sons go on something with their wives.
Ah.
They are your daughters.
They are my daughters.
Uncle is tough, oh.
Look, it is what it is, Jimmy. Uncle, you understand? You decide what it is.
Uncle Lee, you're a tough cookie. Let me tell them.
Oh my God.
Let me quick. Uncle Lee is a tough cookie. Oh.
You are telling the whole world that I'm a tough cookie.
You're a tough cookie.
Mm. Jimmy.
You are. If you open up the lines to those that you've worked with, they will say that you're a tough cookie.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
It's better to be tough than to be a smess man.
Yeah. That's why you're successful.
Oh. Uh-huh. You've got to look them in the eyes and say, what are you talking about?
I remember our days in school.
Child.
But let me
Erica.
Because if I say my own,
let's play this record, Jimmy.
Don't
play it. Let's play it.
I think we need to end the program.
Let's play this record, Jimmy.
The takers are here. Okay, I think we can take one more. And let me quickly go through this. This is Lucy. And Lucy says that she's been married to her husband for over 30 years.
Hmm.
Mm. And she has two grown-up children. Mm-hmm. I've now reached a stage where I feel my life has ended.
Hmm.
My husband has become so grumpy and lazy and won't lift a finger to help around the house.
Hmm.
If anything has to be done, I always have to do it myself. She should leave him to do it. Yes. He won't even have a decent conversation with me. All he does is watch TV, even if there's nothing of interest
Couch
to watch.
Potato.
He's retired, but I have a thriving business. I run away from home, yet he won't help me at home, even when I'm ill. I want to leave him and have discussed the possibility with my eldest child. Both my children know how unhappy I am with their father, and I've agreed to support whatever decision I arrive at. It means he's not been too good to the children if they're supporting their mom. I want to be happy again, as there's absolutely no love or affection between us anymore. Any advice for me? This is a tough one. She's been married for 30 years. But I hear there's a female thing that when you get to a certain age, you feel like you've lost and you want to fall in love again and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that real?
Yeah, it's true.
Just like that?
Yeah. Who says you cannot fall in love two times or three times in your lifetime? You have young love, yes. You have young love. And then you have the love that can come all of a sudden in your middle age. And then you can fall in love again. You know, you've never fallen in love again.
Is there no age limit to falling in love?
No, there's no age limit. Forget it.
Why are your eyes sparkling? Hey,
no,
what have you been up to?
Nothing, no, Jimmy.
It's a lie.
But I'm just telling you the truth, that you can fall in love. You can fall in love two times. You can fall in love three times. Forget about it.
Is there no age limit? Like when you're... But friends, when Auntie Bumi is on record, he was in this studio when she turned 70.
Yes.
No, was he here? It was okay. It was when I was in classic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I asked her, Auntie, are you still dating? She said, why not?
She
said yes.
Yes.
Said, why not?
Why not?
I thought there was an age limit.
There's
no age
limit.
I thought it was only men that were allowed to.
This sensation about falling in love is the best thing that can happen to anybody. And it can happen to you as young love. It can happen to you in your 20s and it can happen to you in your 50s. Forget about it.
Uncle, the way your eyes are sparkling.
I don't understand this sparkling. I'm just telling you.
I saw this eye like this in 79, no?
I saw it. You saw this eye that was just shining like anything.
It was shining like anything.
Okay. My eyes sparkle when I'm talking, when I'm animated. So that's what.
But this gist has animated you.
This gist?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
My God.
Yes. So. Apparently, this woman is all ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think she should do? She should go?
I think that if there is still, like we always seek professional help, if she seeks professional help and they can talk to her husband to stop being a couch potato and for him to realize that there's something going on that is not so nice in their lives, and if he can do something about it. Otherwise, the best bet, this is one life, oh, the best bet is to call it a day, really.
Really?
Really.
Yeah, you know, I've seen, there was someone who once grumbled that the husband would always sit in front of a computer and wear
doesn't
his dressing,
have time.
Wear his dressing gown from morning to night.
Doesn't have time for her. They don't go on dates anymore. You see, people get it wrong, you know, when they get married. They have children. There's a time that the children will be nurtured and they will grow. That is the time for you also to rejuvenate your relationship. So you can go on those dates again,
First of all, you go on a long holiday.
Yes, vacay. Just take
Give your wife a holiday.
Yes.
Go for about 2 weeks.
Do you understand? Remember all those things that stoked the passion, you know? And then try and recreate it.
What are those things?
That stoked the passion. You know that you want to be with her. You know, sweet nothings, text. In these days of a phone, you text her, have long conversations on the phone, and so that you can rekindle the romance. Talk some of the things that were meant for your ears only, both of you. You know, remember all those times. It's possible.
But sometimes some women will tell you they see through all these things that it doesn't work.
When they are suspicious that you are checking out babes, they would. That's what you know. Look, there are plenty water on that bridge, so to speak, Jimmy. But what I'm saying is that when the children have grown, because you know that you've got to remember, as my Bible tells me, that God gave the man, the woman as a companion. You see, the children that
is
come
that
with
what
it
says in the Bible?
Yes. As a companion. He didn't send it by children, no. The children that come with it are
A bonus.
Remember that. So after the children
That's key.
Yes, it's key. We don't remember things. After the children have grown, rekindle the romance. The man shouldn't be selfish. You know, he should woo her all over again, take her on that vacation. And then their sex life should improve, because at the end of the day, horizontal level is very, 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 very important. Very important.
You know, my Yoruba teacher, when you read something and there's something there, say, Owe no efalashi. It means that's a proverb. Underline it. Yes.
It is very important.
This is let's take two calls very quickly. One from the general line, one from the female line. Hello, okay. Good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, very quickly, Pastor Ladipo.
Yes, okay. Uncle Jimmy, my own take is this concerning this woman. I think.
Which woman now? Uncle Lee or this woman in who?
The woman in the paper.
Okay. Yeah, please go on, Pastor. Yes.
Pastor.
All right. Now, Uncle Jimmy, before the husband begins to give attention to television and not helping at home.
Yes.
Let's check the bag, and they've been married for more than 30 years.
Yes.
Now, possibly the woman that might have diverted her attention to the wife, to the children. So the man now have to give attention to something else.
To the television.
Now, the children has grown up and there is like they are about moving out of the house. The woman is now trying to seek back the attention of the man. So for me, I think things should be balanced. There should be an understanding before and during. There should be an understanding. Thank you and God bless Nigeria.
All right.
Thank you.
God bless Nigeria. So let's take final call today.
No, we don't have anyone from the female.
We don't have anyone from the female land, so we'll probably just knock it off here. The techers will be here any minute from now. Thank you very much. Kukone, I enjoyed this. You must come again, no?
Just let me know and I'm ready to talk.
You must come again. Did you enjoy yourself?
Let
me also thank you profusely for restraining yourself. For restraining yourself by not burying the speaker about the things that happened to you. Okay, Kole Obi, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, all. We'll be back tomorrow, 9 o'clock, same time. Daily Digest tomorrow. I got a very nice mail from a gentleman. So that's what I'll treat tomorrow. And we'll also do, a bit of newspaper work tomorrow. So we're going to do a solo run tomorrow by 9. It's going to be very interesting. And we're going to be taking a lot of your contributions. I'd like to thank Kole one more time. Zainab, and of course, what is Uncle Jimmy? What did I do now?
No, I thought you were going to throw me under the bus.
No, I'm not. I've learned. You know, it's funny. I learned a lesson here today, and I will practicalize it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What's the lesson you learned?
I cannot tell you. I cannot tell you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's good. There must always be a takeaway.
And this is the takeaway. Mm-hmm. I've taken that one.
Mm-hmm. Kujimi is humbling.
Yes.
I am humbling. Yes. It opened up my eyes. It opened up my eyes. Did you not open your own eyes?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I hope he has provided some menu because not just come all the way. After waking up at 4 a.m. to meet this appointment, and then we'll be going like we don't know what we're doing.
I don't cook. I don't have a cook.
Okay.
I'm as good as that. Our time is exhausted. Don't give me.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.